All right, man, you know what it is, man. 101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's only station for hip-hop and R&B, man. DJ J Doe, broadcasting live and worldwide at WizNation.com. And right now, before I even start, I got to say this right now. Cincinnati, we done made it. Right now in the studio, I got my homie.
What's up, Valentina?
I know you had to do it,
I couldn't have just came out regular like that, man. This is a glorious day. You feel me? What's up, J-Do?
What's up, man? I see you out here. You looking good,
man.
Now.
You see me out chewing up.
Man, chewing up, man.
But for real.
Let's get straight to business, right?
You know.
Now, I know there's been a lot of rumors going around. Now, I done heard that already you got a little legal problems.
Nah, what type of legal problems?
Where somebody's supposed to be suing you for...
Nah, man. They could contact my attorney. if anybody has any gripes with Lantana, they could contact my attorney. Look, I made Lantana from the start.
Right.
From the start, from the jump of it. Nobody don't owe nobody nothing. Nobody never gave me no money. Nobody did nothing. Mm. I got with Dan Gotti, started shooting my videos, and that's how we've been rocking out ever since. We've been going off of straight talent. You feel me? We wasn't able to do nothing with the radios. Mm. They had to show us. We had to just keep pushing in the streets till they showed us love. We had to make these connections. We had to do this. You feel me? So anything of that nature will be handled accordingly. Period.
Right. Now let me ask you this, since we on the Dan Gotti topic, how did you link up with Dan Gotti though?
Man, I was going hard doing shows. I was doing every free show I could do. You know, I was researching everybody's videos in Cincinnati to see who's looked like what. Mm-hmm. I came across some of Dan Gotti work and I found inboxed him. Then I saw him at a talent show that I was doing, you know, that Young Steph was throwing. I linked up with him then, and then I got his information. I linked up with him. He heard my music. And it was a go from there. He was the first one to believe and put something behind it. Like, man, I'm going to shoot your... He ain't had no cheese, but he was like, man, I'm going to shoot these videos for free. Mm-hmm. And we going to rock out, and we going to do it. And like, a year later, we up at Sony.
Right. Now, I know just by looking at your image, how you done built your image from... The day you done got out of jail,
man,
till now,
yeah,
like over the time period that you done been going through all of it, I done seen it from when you did the talent show with Steph.
Yeah.
I was DJing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was DJing. Damn. I'm sitting there looking like,
damn,
who is dude? Like, where did he come from? Like, what? Like, how does it feel to know that you accomplished like so much over so little time, and off of the fact that you had been gone 4 years prior to that?
Man, I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful to be able to be in this position, for real. I'm just thankful to be every day I got free, man, because, like, 4 years is no short time. Like, and I'm telling you, you could get down on yourself, like, man, how can I get out of this? Like, how can I get out? When I get out of this, man, how I'm going to be able to pick back up on something? I just been gone this long. And when I got out, it was so advanced. Like, before I went in, they wasn't even shooting videos. Like, when ain't nobody, local dudes had no video. So
right.
I get out, it's YouTube, it's videos. And I'm like, man, Twitter and Facebook, so... But like, man, so it was live, but like, for the outcome to this, after everything that I've been through, man, I just, man, I'm happy, but I'm just more hungry now.
Right.
Cause this is bigger than me. This is bigger than me.
Man.
This is like Lantana, like, man, like, it was for my people. Like, when I say that, like, it's from a genuine spot. Like, not from my people in College Hill, not just my people, not even just my people in Cincinnati, but mainly my people around me in Cincinnati, cause this is where I'm from. But this is for everybody who wants something in life.
Right.
You feel me? And I'm in a position right now where I could really bring something across to our people, like to anybody, not just black or white, but people who come from maybe not having a lot, or even people that come from something but they still want some of their own.
Right.
You feel me? Like, this is for everybody, man. Like, man, the kids, that's why I love, like, when I just, you know what I mean, when I'm out and the kids can show me love, it's beautiful, man.
Now, I know you were speaking on, like, touching with the kids and everything. Like, I done been out with you and seen, like, in the clubs. Like, so just by being in the clubs with you and being at all your performance, like, I done seen people come up to you and cry. Like, oh my God, it's Lantana. It's like,
man.
It's like, bro, like, he just a regular person, just like all of us. But the fact that the city is showing you so much love,
man,
and they pushing you.
Shout out Cincinnati.
Shout out Cincinnati. But the fact that they pushing you so hard,
man.
Like, I must say this, I've never seen no local artists have,
man,
this much
Facebook
support.
Not even just, like, on Facebook, and the internet is going crazy. But if I walk outside, like, when I walk, man, if I go somewhere, they gonna show me love. And and for me, it's not like a, man, for me, it's just like, I feel them.
Right.
I feel them. I'm happy with them. Like, yeah, look what we doing. Look what we doing.
So do you ever, do you ever be out and just be like, man, and just be like, man, I just want to go to Walmart and buy me some drawers without.
No, that's not why I do this. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
If that come with the territory, see me, like getting into this music, I got the opportunity to become rich. Real rich, you feel me? So, and like, if people, man, if I got a deal with people knowing me and want to show me love,
right?
I mean, I'ma just deal with that, cause it could be a lot worse. I could be dealing with anything,
right?
Like real problems,
right?
Like just not having the privacy. Okay, that's a problem, but not being able to pay your bills or feed your kids is a real problem. You feel me?
Yeah,
like
I
not
feel
not
you.
Being able to put gas in your car and you got to get across town to work. Are they gonna fire you? That's a problem. Me being able to have millions and living somewhere, but I can't go nowhere. Like they. Gonna love, show me love.
Right.
I don't be mad at that, huh?
I feel you. Now,
that's my logic.
The fact that you got the whole city behind you, honestly, you kicked down the dough for the whole city. You kicked down the dough.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, I know it's people out there that's like, man, I hope Lantana come back and he holler at me and everybody hollering at you right now. Do you feel like you at a point where it's like, all right, you in the driver's seat for the whole city?
Yeah.
Basically, I'm gonna put it like this. I was in Detroit last week.
Yeah.
I was hollering at Big Greg, and Big Greg told me, like, the way I see Lantana right now, he's in control right now. So it's going to be up to him to put the city on.
Yeah. And do I feel I'm a rapper? Like,
yeah,
I'm a rapper.
You
like,
feel
I,
like you
gonna... I'm a rapper. Every time I step off the plane, I got a Cincinnati hat on.
Right.
Every time when they see me, like, I'm a representative. Because, listen, we never had this from here.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see me on TV or when they see me somewhere and they be like, find out I'm from Cincinnati, they're going to be like, that's what Cincinnati is.
Right.
So yes, I'm a representative. So I certain like when I go out, I'm repping us. I won't do certain things.
Right.
And it's because I'm rep. Like, man, it's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, I got little kids who looking up to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so like, yeah, of course, I'ma still live my life because that is my life. But I'm ready to take on that responsibility to represent us.
Right.
You know what I mean, because I want to be able to change our culture. They say we all haters. They say we can't make it from here, but you can.
Right.
Look at all the love I'm getting, and I just made it from here.
Now. Speaking on that though, I know everybody talking about like you done made it, you ain't have to move to Atlanta,
man.
LA, New York. Like, how you feel about the artists that do that and still don't accomplish nothing?
Nah,
like,
I mean, people just, they try to bust their move. You know what I mean? We don't have no examples of what to do.
Right.
So we just, people like, they just do what they think. Like, man, maybe if I go down here, people just trying to make it work. So I don't knock them for it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, because they may not have the same vision that I had. So they might feel like, you know, they could go somewhere else and do something. So I don't knock any artist just try. Because if just to go down to Atlanta is a big decision in your life, just to move your life to Atlanta to try to pursue your music.
Right.
So you obviously had some type of feel for it, but it just went, you know what I mean, if it didn't work out, it wasn't meant to be that way.
Right. So now you done inked the deal.
Woo.
It's official.
Say a word. Hallelujah for the day.
Now who did you sign with?
Man, I'm with Polo Ground, Sony RCA, man. Like a major label, man.
Right.
It's like they got in touch with us. They flew us out there. And man, I already had a certain situation with the Maybach people, like with Maybach Music, right? You know what I mean? They showed me a lot of love. But I felt like, man, to represent us in a certain type of way, I had to come out like this. And they offered something that was good enough to where I could still represent our people. So, man.
So how did the deal with Polo Grounds come about?
The Brian Leach, the CEO of Polo Grounds, he heard I'll Hustle No Luck. And he was already in communication with my manager up in New York. They talked and they had the music. Music. And then, like, when he really got to it, he went to flight. He flew me out there to New York. We sat down and we went from there.
Right. So everything went cool with that. Now, let me ask you this. I don't know if you want to put it out there, but what them numbers was talking about.
You know, come on. You know, I'm a certain type of individual.
Yeah.
So things like that will never be public. Not coming from me. I'm in a better position than I was last year.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with the deal, I know you're going to start your label.
Yeah.
Now, who's the next artist out the Lantana?
You know, whoever puts the most work in.
Right.
Whoever puts the most work in. Listen, because I'm on don't mean that anybody from Cincinnati is going to get, you feel me? You still have to put your own work in.
Right.
It's not now I'm from Cincinnati or I got a song with Lantana or I could get love from Lantana and get on. That is not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put your work in. So don't expect to be thinking like, oh, it's on now. The doors is open. Everybody could walk through.
Yeah.
It's still going to be the workers. It's not, man. We still have to treat this a certain type of way.
Right, exactly.
And that's the type of culture I'm trying to bring into it. I want everybody, it's not all hustle, no luck.
Right.
Don't think just you know because you know somebody or because like it might help. It's gonna help.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna be a help for everybody. It's definitely gonna be a help, but it's not gonna be a handout.
Mm-hmm. Now I know like you going back and forth to New York. You plan on relocating?
I mean, I don't know. Right now.
It's
too early to say. I'm happy to be.
Right.
I could live on the road for the next couple of years.
Right.
Probably that's most likely what it end up being.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm from Cincinnati. Every time they see me, they see Cincinnati.
Right.
And I done did everything I can here. It's time for me to spread these wings and show the world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Your first single was All Hustle No Luck.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that song for it to have such an impact on the city itself? For everybody, it's a song that everybody can relate, whether you white, black, African, like it don't matter.
Man,
everybody can relate to that song. So how did you come up with that song and what kind of mindset were you in when you dropped it?
Man, All Hustle No Luck. I we came up with that back before I went to jail when I was like 19. It was like All Hustle No Luck. It was like, man, you whatever we got, we was gonna work for it.
Mm-hmm.
We was gonna make our own luck. It ain't like it ain't no luck, but so I've been had this since like 07.
Right.
And then I got it, you know, when I went got locked up, I got it tattooed on me like in 08. It was like some of my first tattoos. And then when I got out, I was still fighting with like, can I make this a brand?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really know for sure, like, can I make it a brand? I just knew that was my motto, but it's a difference between a motto and a brand. But
right.
You know what I mean? But you can make it a certain type of way. And then I had been recording a lot. And it was like one of the last songs I did for the tape. I got with Shout Out Young X. Young X put that down, man. He been a big help, man. He down in the A right now doing his thing. But Young X did the beat on that All Hustle No Luck. I got in there and I heard it. It was just like, man.
It just came.
It was just like, man, all I ever wanted was money. I already had that. Like, was money, just make that. Man, it just came like that, man. Like,
right.
That was really how I felt, man. Like, the whole, like, every song that I do is just how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're working with Sparks. Sparks is like a heavy producer.
Sparks,
working with you now. And I'm cool with Sparks. Sparks a big homie. How's it working with Sparks, though?
Man, like, that's my engineer, man. He with me. When I go, he go.
Mm-hmm.
That's my engineer. I record, he recording it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's still producing. He gonna have them beats on there. In a minute, man, this Cincinnati sound gonna be everywhere.
Yeah.
My first tape is look for a lot of Cincinnati production.
Mm.
I'm not even not my first major. Watch for Cincinnati production.
Mm.
Like, I'm a rep.
Right.
I'm a rep because we got quality stuff here. Like it ain't like just because it's from Cincinnati. Like, we got quality music. So, yeah. When you hear that, man, they gonna hear that a lot. Watch.
Now, your first mixtape, well, since you got out, it was Lantan on the Way.
Lantan on the Way.
That got you nominated, and you won, right?
Yeah.
You won Ohio Hip Hop Awards. How was it fresh out winning the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, though? Like, that's major.
I be looking at it like, it was trill. I ain't gonna lie, because I haven't won no awards. It was live. It was, I mean, before. And I got nominated for 5.
Right.
And then I ended up winning like 2. I think I won 2 Best Mixtape and Best New Artist. It was just like, man, I was proud. Because, man, I ain't have like no backing. I was up there by myself.
Right.
Damn, like, you know what I mean? Like I was up there by myself. I had CDs. I had my CDs in the plastic Kroger bag. Passing them out. So, like, man, it was just, man, I was happy. Like, I'd be happy when I reached these, like, man, these certain goals, but it always just made me more hungry.
Right.
Like, that's cool. You know what I mean? That's cool. Thank you. But now it's time to, you know what I mean? Let me get some more now. Let me get some more.
Right. Now, the All Hustle No Luck mixtape dropped after that. And
yeah.
That was like a year later? Was it a year later?
Nah, that wasn't a year. It was like 5 months later.
Five months later.
They came May. The Lantana on the Way came out May 1st last year.
Uh-huh.
And then the new tape, All Hustle No Luck, came out December 11th.
Right. Now, were you shocked to see how many people, like, downloaded it? Listen to it, like, how many people was actually riding to it, though? Like, this past Saturday at the picnic, they played the whole mixtape, and everybody knew every single word.
Man.
Like,
it's trill, man, because, man, really, it just feel like, man, you feel like, yes. Cause I know how much work I'm putting in.
Right.
So it ain't like it ain't, it's a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yes, that they feeling it, man. Cause like I put the work in. So it wasn't like, it was like, oh, y'all just starting to feel me. I'm like, nah, cause I gave out all these CDs and was in their faces. So it was like, okay, I finally starting to feel me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, now let me grab y'all in some more so y'all could really understand me.
Right. So now that you got your deal, who is it that you want to work with?
Man.
Like, far as like a major artist or even somebody local, like, who would you want to work with the most?
You know, I'm gonna be working with Dub Santora a lot, man. That's my guy. Shout out my green dudes. And But in the industry, like right now, man, I'm a Jeezy fan.
Right.
When Jeezy come, like, man, that Jeezy, and of course Jay-Z. Of course
got
Jay-Z. And one time for Lil Boosie finna get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, we gotta run into man, that Boosie.
Now I know Kendrick Lamar here tonight. You like Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, man. Don't kill my vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far as local artists, like who you listen to, like if you're not listening to yourself, like which local artists you listen to, you be like, you know what, I like their music, like I listen to it, I ride to it.
Man, I do listen to a lot of people, different stuff. I listen to my stuff a lot because of the situation.
Right.
And I got it in how much I record. But yeah, people like Dub Santor, 40 Mike, my dude Fly, who else makes some, like Young Butter, mm-hmm. He always gonna put out something, he's a rapping fool, Scally. Who else, man? It's a lot of dudes, man, who got an opportunity.
Right.
You know
so
I mean?
So from now, where's Lantana gonna go? From this point, from the time you inked the deal, like how
man, it ain't no limits on that, big dog.
Yeah.
Ain't no limits on that. I'm just gonna go. They let my little foot in the door. Man, I'm going to kick in and then I'm going to start bringing Cincinnati people through the windows.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the roof. Yeah, it's going to be true.
So what you got coming up? You got any shows, like projects, singles dropping?
May 25th, I'm going to be at the Madison Theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's going to be one of my last local shows for a while because I'm going to be on the road a lot.
Right.
And other than that, though, right now, man,
so that's
it's
gonna
just,
be the that's gonna be the third Arsenal Luck concert.
Nah, I'm opening up for Twista. I already had you know had this situation for a while, so I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna just rock it, man. Cause like everybody, man, they gonna come out. You know me, I'm gonna show that love. So
now you about to hit the road,
man.
I know the groupie is gonna flop.
Say word.
I know they gonna flop. So to all my females out there, let them know if you got a girl, booed up. Shorty, something, because I know
man.
They want to know.
I'm Young Lamb. I'm Lantana, man. 25, no kids. Catch me when you caught me.
Straight like that.
Catch
now,
me when you
tell
caught
them
me, man.
Where they can get in contact with you, how they can listen to your music, website, Twitter, Instagram,
man,
Facebook.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Lantana Easy, LANTANA. EASY. You can get out of me on the Facebook, the Lantana on the Way. That's the fan page and the personal page. Get at me, man. Inbox me. If I catch you, I'm going to write you back. All of that. Tweet me. I'm going to try to tweet you back. Even though I'm slow with it, I'm going to retweet you or something, man. I'm going to do something, man. But, like, yeah, you can get the all mixtapes off of datpiff.com or livemixtapes.com. Check me out on the YouTube, man. All of that. Type in I'll Hustle No Luck. Man, Google me. It's Googleable now. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Googleable?
Yeah, it's yeah.
It's Googleable.
You just made it one.
Yeah, just made it a word, man. Go real.
That's what's up, man. I want to appreciate you for coming through, man. Shouts out, Lantana.
Man, hold on, man. Shouts out, J Doe.
Oh, man.
You feel me? You've been rocking with me for a minute. That first concert, second concert, and we just going to keep building. I just had to do that, you feel me? Because you know what it is. 100.
It's all love, bro. You know what it is, man. Keep it locked right here, WizNation.com.